While I'm loading up, I'd like to tell you a little story. You know, a lot of people are touched by diabetes. And, of course, in my family, we were touched by diabetes. My mother had diabetes. Her mother had diabetes. And my husband's mother succumbed to diabetes. She had all the complications of diabetes. And she developed a peripheral neuropathy where she stepped on a nail, and that's how she found out she had diabetes. She didn't know she had stepped on a nail till her foot was swollen. She went to the doctor. Boom, he said, you have a foreign body in your foot. And then he discovered that she had diabetes. She then subsequently went blind from diabetes, and then she died of heart disease. I have nothing to disclose. My talk today is on improving diabetes management in African Americans using community health centers. And my colleagues are Dr. Patel and Dr. Yukoli, and we're from Meharry Medical College. And this grant has been funded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The purpose of this study is to improve optimal diabetes management of low-income African Americans in two health centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. One is the Southside Health Center, and the other one is Dobson Avenue Health Center. The specific aims of this study are to improve diabetic management, promote the use of preventive services, improve diabetes-related health outcomes, address and remove barriers to access health services, improve the efficient utilization of health services, improve the quality of care of diabetes, and reduce health care cost of diabetic-related complications. The research design is set up to include a one-day diabetic clinic at both the Southside Health Center and Dobson Avenue Clinic. We are to recruit the participants from the centers. We also are recruiting controls from the community. And we're going to sign a consent to participate and obtain baseline and follow-up data from the participants and obtain baseline data from the community controls and implement an intervention, which is a 5-session educational program. The recruitment from the health centers include the nurse, who is the study nurse. She will obtain the patient's names 1 week prior to them coming to clinic. She then will turn the list over to the receptionist, and then the receptionist will notify her when the patient signs in or registers for clinic. The nurse then checks for eligibility, and if the patient's eligibility is met, then the patient is recruited and enrolled in the study. For the community, which we have not started that recruitment yet, it will be through the community partners, and flyers will be placed at barbershops, churches, retirement homes, health centers, and community centers as well. Those who are interested will call in, and they will be screened by the study nurse or the health educator. And if they're eligible, they will be asked to enroll into the study. Now, we're to recruit 340 participants, 170 from the health centers, and 170 from the community. The eligibility criteria are the patients must have diabetes type 1 or type 2 for at least 3 months. They must be African American, they must be 18 years or older, and they must reside in Chattanooga, Hamilton County, for at least 6 months and have a cell phone or a landline where they can be contacted. Now, the model that we've set up is a chronic disease model. And in that model, we have set up the health systems, and we're working with the community to set that part up. If we don't set up the community part, then the patient will not feel empowered and feel that they can manage themselves appropriately. Between the two, the health systems and the community, hopefully the patient will be an informed, activated patient and will interact with a prepared, proactive practice team. In addition to the patients being active, we are hoping that they will go through a trans-theoretical model, which will actually prepare them. Actually, they will come in at the contemplation stage because they're contemplating that they want to change. Then they will prepare in their minds that they want to change. Then they will go through the change with an action, and hopefully that will be maintained. Now, what is our design? Our intervention is a 5-session educational program. Session one is face-to-face. In that time, we will get the baseline assessment. Session two is 1 week after baseline, and that's where counseling begins with the registered dietitian, the nurse, and so forth. Session three is a phone call 4 weeks after baseline, and counseling continues. Session four is by phone as well, and that's 8 weeks after baseline, where reinforcement of behavior changes are talked, discussed. Session five is the last visit, and that's 4 months after baseline, and that is the where follow-up assessment is done. Now, what is the study setting? The study setting is in Hamilton County. Hamilton County encompasses Chattanooga, Tennessee. The population of Hamilton County is 330,000, with 5 zip codes having African American population greater than 50%, with a household income less than 35,000. Chattanooga, Tennessee proper, where the health centers are, has a population of 170,000, 36% are African American, 60% are low income, and 56% of those patients have diabetes. Now, what will we be measuring? We'll be measuring the utilization of the diabetic clinic. We'll be measuring compliance with foot exams annually, dental exams annually, eye exams annually, and lipid profiles annually. Biannually, we'll be looking at the hemoglobin A1C and the blood pressure. We will also be looking at diabetes self-management knowledge and compliance with physician orders for monitoring the glucose and prescribed medications. Lifestyle behaviors that we'll be monitoring will be physical activity, compliance with dietary practices, so far as dietary caloric intake, fat intake, sugar intake, which we all want those to decrease, and fruits and vegetables to increase. Now, these are a lot of study findings on here, but I just want to bring your attention to age and years. 81% of our population thus far, and this is preliminary data, are less than 65 years of age. 64% have a high school education or higher, and 78% so far have an income of less than $25,000. Some of the medical findings, I just wanted to point out one thing on this because this is very preliminary as well. 52% of our patients are on 6 or more medications at such a young age. Now, what are our progress and accomplishments? Well, the disease manager was able to transition some of her time to be the health educator. The study nurse has been hired and trained. The once-a-week diabetic clinic has been instituted, and 47% of our patients have been recruited at the health centers. Lessons learned, unforeseen issues such as change in leadership at the health centers and research institutions require flexibility in management and implementation of grants. Policy implications. The policy implications for this study could be enormous. Substantial dollars could be saved by having diabetics participate in improving their own health care, with support from a successfully implemented chronic disease model. This model has the potential for helping to reduce health disparities among African Americans with diabetes. All healthcare centers that receive federal funds for support should be required to implement such a model of chronic disease. Future plans, we are to complete the data entry of the 90 participants that have not gone for follow-up yet. We're to initiate recruitment from the community at large for the participants who are not registered at the health centers. And we're going to utilize our data from this project to apply for future funding, such as an R21. And we're going to present our findings at national conferences such as this to boost faculty and institutional visibility in order to eradicate chronic disease disparity. I want to acknowledge our partners in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Ms. Pinkerton and Ms. Cooper. Thank you very much.